This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory. Well, if it would play, it would be coming to you. Let's try that one more time. Let's try this.
AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I discovered something the other day, and I had to reach out and bring it here. The website is called treeoflogic.com. The host there, she's a former LEO out of Georgia, former SWAT operator, got hurt on the job, and now she's out there slinging the word. Slinging the word in the most politically incorrect way possible, which means I like her. I like her a lot. And at the same time, she is a very heavy advocate of the Second Amendment. And today, you're only going to know her by her name that we're going to use today because she has done real stuff. And therefore, people go to the trouble of finding her. She knows exactly what to do to them. We'll leave that to her to explain if she feels like it. But joining me now from the treeoflogic.com is Tree. Hello, Ms. Tree.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I've been waiting for this. This is the only day she had available to come out and play with me.
So, yes, Bill and I are very busy people, so we had to get our schedule in sync.
Before we go off on, I'm looking at your stuff, and I mean, you're going to fit right in with my merry band of pirates here. Tell us a little bit about the Tree of Logic, please.
Well, I am Tree. I'm Tree of Logic. At this moment, I don't disclose my real name until I moved to Texas because I used to be a police officer in the same county I currently live in. And so unlike what the reform bill is doing, every time a dangerous criminal felon that I have locked up many years ago is released, I am notified that they are released. And, of course, just like the last black female that was assassinated in New York when she was just sitting in her car, a lot of criminals come out when they have nothing else to lose. They don't have a family to go to. They don't have a place to live. Their life is ruined. They just want vengeance, even if it means their life. And therefore, I keep my identity, you know, basically hidden in plain sight until I moved to Texas. But I am a hard right winger. I am a heavy gun owner. I love the Second Amendment. And right now I'm going to be on my best behavior. But if you do come to my channel, don't expect that. We are not politically correct at all.
Yes, I am a subscriber to the Tree of Logic, and it's a YouTube channel. It's a yes. YouTube show. Is it also a podcast, or do you use the YouTube
yes,
show as
a
podcast?
It is a podcast. We do it live on the channel, and then right afterwards, the stream is deleted and uploaded to my membership site because of YouTube terms of services.
You don't get any trouble from YouTube for some of your stuff?
Well, see, I used. Here's the thing. Here's a quick rundown.
Okay.
I started in 2016 when I left Germany and came back to America, and I started my original channel called Tree of Logic. Okay, that is where I was talking about my experience living, because I was living in Germany for 5 years. I was telling my experiences with the refugee crisis. I was telling the truth about Islam, and I was also going against Black Lives Matter, heavy. And I got spanked by YouTube and saying, no, 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 you're not the right type of black person to talk this way. We're going to give you a strike. We're going to choke your channel. And my channel has over 75,000 subscribers. However, that's nothing to you like, oh, wow, that's amazing. No, 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 no. My channel is supposed to have well over 200,000 subscribers. They have shadow banned. They don't notify 98% of my subscribers. So I left that channel. It's just an archive channel now.
Right.
And I went and started brand new, the Treehouse News. And as you can see, my last video with Alexandria Cortez got over 1.3 million views. So that's what happens when you're not choked by YouTube.
Yeah, well, the thing about Tree that I like is that Tree is speaking truth, but Tree, she has stumbled upon the one thing that she understands audience retention. When she's speaking the truth, she's really entertaining. But enough of me. We have about 3.5 minutes left. So for this hour, would you like to soup everybody up? Is there something like, for example, I'll ask you a question. What do you think about that new representative, the Islamic one, who decided she was going to use the expletive to say we're going to impeach that expletive deleted, and the fact she said that and she was real proud of it until she actually got questioned about it. What are your thoughts on that particular one?
She's acting in her nature. And this is what I warn people about. Like, you can't sit up here and invite a scorpion into your house and not expect it to sting you and then be shocked that it stings you. And you can't expect the people around her who actually cuddle this type of behavior, that supports this type of behavior, to actually reprimand her. I expect this and worse coming from people like her. I mean, this is just a tip of it. I mean, they already did the whole thing like, oh, Israel don't exist. This is where we have to have Palestine. And then they're supporting the mutilation of females, you know, private parts. And then, you know, she's calling our president an MF-er. Like, I'm like, yep, that's according to their belief system. That's according to their behavior. I'm just used to it.
Does it surprise you we haven't gotten Islamic from Michigan up to this point, because they've got, you know, like they have Dearbornistan and they have quite the enclave up there.
Right. Exactly. So when you get this into our Congress, you know, saying, you have to understand, like, this is the reason why Republicans need to get their act together.
You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? So let's open up with this, and we can carry on into this, okay?
Okay.
I was at the NRA meetup when President Trump was candidate Trump, and he came and he spoke to the NRA membership. Then I was at the NRA meetup when he was President Trump.
I was at that one.
Okay. So he, you know, he embraced us, and at the same time, he has proposed something, but I want you to mull this over. We got a minute left. I want you to mull this over. I'm a member of the NRA. I need for the NRA to be the 900-pound mean gorilla in the room.
Yeah.
And normally the NRA is very silent whenever one of these events happens, because they have to get into committee and, you know, come to a consensus before they make a statement. Then they make a statement and they say, we're going to be releasing a statement in about a week. So their statement is about a statement. This time with the Las Vegas Rampage killing, they came out there and they made a statement. And they were the first ones to make a statement. They made a statement prior to our president making a statement. And before we go into the particulars of the bump stock ban, my belief is that Trump, being a Northeastern capitalist, he thought that he got some good advice from the NRA. But you hold that answer. Treeoflogic.com is where Tree hangs out. That's where she does her damage to the leftist bent. This is where she speaks truth all the time. And tonight she's here with me, and this is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or are set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Indeed. I've got the PDWC-11 here. We're going to be testing that hopefully before we go to Vegas. We'll see how that works out. But franklinarmory.com, check them out. Talking to Miss Tree from the treeoflogic.com. I was looking for a picture of you to put on the podcast thumbnail. And, there were so many I was tempted to get.
One picture, and it's not even really a professional picture. It's just a picture of me, I think, smiling like I just stole something on the about page.
Well, I found one of you tipping your hat.
Oh yeah, that's from my main. Defunct now YouTube channel I was talking about earlier called the Tree of Logic. Yeah,
there you go. So, yeah, the other ones I may go back and change that though, because I saw one that I was like, I really want to put that one on there. So we'll see what we'll see what we do. Yeah, I'll send you the link. You can look at it and you'll understand why I'm so tempted to use it. So anyway.
Okay. I think I already know what you're talking about. So.
Okay. So, Tree is she's both a First Amendment combatant, but she is a Second Amendment advocate, as, you know, evidenced by what we've been talking about. And I was talking about the bump stock ban. Now, do you think Trump called for that because the NRA didn't know how to finish the sentence? I've spoken to some of the board members, and their feeling is they were trying to be sarcastic, and they forgot to say, well, it might call for more regulation if you look at it for the fifth time. You know, you're sort of saying, well, you guys have already adjudicated it. Why do you need to look at it again? Possibility, you think?
No, I can't even buy that. I'm like for, so they're saying today was joking, and then Trump took it serious, and then his administration, along with the ATF, decided to go ahead and ban the bump stock. Is that what they're saying?
Well, no, they're not saying it. This is just Trump. Both of his sons are like, you know, they would probably, you and they would probably get along, and me, you know, we could have some nice conversations, because they're very and very very pro Second Amendment, and I know the guy that helped Trump get his permit. So, I mean, Trump's a gun carrier and a sort of a gun guy, but he's Northeastern. He's used to living in New York and getting things done in New York. And, you know, I tell a lot of people all the time, I don't like Fox News because they're Northeastern conservatives. Which,
oh, yeah.
Down around in our neck of the woods, you know, because I know where you're from or where your phone number says you're from. And I know where I'm from. And if they came down here, we'd be like, oh, those guys are Democrats. So
whatever the reason he gives or whatever the reason is behind this, I do not support it. This was a huge, huge red flag for me.
Yeah.
I was very, very angry because I don't know if you remember this day. Three things went down. At first, it looked like he was going to cave on the wall funding. Then we had the prison reform pass. Then we had the bump stock ban pass. And I'm like, what is this? We have a, what am, is Hillary still in office? Let me tell, what happened? I don't understand. And I was just so angry that day. It was just one of the worst days. That was one of the days I was doing my podcast. I was not in my cheerful mood because I was looking at this and I was saying, I was reading the actual ban to my audience. I'm like, there's no grandfather clause in here. Are you serious? And I don't know. Don't get me wrong. Let me just say this. I love President Trump. I was a fan of President Trump before he even thought about running for president. You know, I have attended two of his entrepreneur seminars with Tony Robbins. So I got a chance to actually meet him and actually shake his hand during that phase. And this was in the year 2000, and I think the other meeting was in 2002 or 2001. So I am a huge fan of Trump. So please don't think that my criticism of him in reference to this and other things he has done means that I hate Trump. I love him. But I do not like what he has done in reference to the bump stock ban.
Well, I mean, that's the thing about being adults, right? Real adults can sit there and disagree with somebody and still respect them.
Yeah.
And that's something that's gotten lost in that politically correct world, I'm sure. That's why you have to explain it that way, isn't it? So, you know, it's a bad piece. And, I mean, there's so many little contradictory parts to it. First things first, I wouldn't own a bump stock. It's not that big of a thing, but the precedent that it sets is...
There you go. The precedent. Yeah. It's like if they're going to ban a little plastic piece that you attach to the end of your rifle, and they're going to label a piece of accessory as a machine gun.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, wait a minute. This doesn't go... this is not the definition of a machine gun, dude. Okay, so now you want to flip and flop, and this is a red flag for me, because if the ATF is going to consider the bump stock to be legal, okay, give the definition of what a bump stock is and go, oops, like, we're just joking, it's really a machine gun, so we're going to ban it, and you have more up until March the 21st to either get rid of it or destroy it. Oh, and what if we catch you? You're going to be a felon and you got to give up all your guns. So it's like, I'm like, oh no, dude, this is so not cool whatsoever. And I mean, here you have somebody only, just think about this, no grandfather clause, something that you thought that was legal is now considered illegal. How is that somebody who respects our Second Amendment rights? How?
Well, it isn't. It isn't. And it's an odd thing because, like with the NFA in the 30s, no guns had to be turned in. They just had to be registered. Mm-hmm. With the Gun Control Act of 1968, nothing had to be turned in. With the Hughes Amendment, nothing had to be turned in. With the assault weapons ban, nothing had to be turned in. And now, between this ban and the one that New Jersey has, I'll tell you what, we'll continue this in the next segment. This is what happens when I'm talking to interesting people. I just lose track of time. Check out treeoflogic.com. Go see what Tree's got going on. We'll be right back with more of the rant, because I think I may have met my match on who can rant better. But this is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump will be addressing the nation regarding our border crisis at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas tells Fox News, "We could fix this border crisis if the Democrats truly wanted to work with President Trump."
Border security used to be a bipartisan or nonpartisan issue, but it's the never Trump crowd, the folks who still believe he's an illegitimate president elected in 2016, who are bound to do everything they can to resist anything that he's for that he might be able to identify as a political win. That's what's at play here, so it's not a good faith negotiation. If it were, we could solve this in less than an hour.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer will deliver a Democratic response to the president's message after his speech tonight as well. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow was up 257 points. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Yeah, the PDWC-11 has the binary trigger on it, so we're going to try to get there before we take off into the friendly skies. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking from the Tree of Logic, joined for the first time by Tree, Ms. Tree. We've been talking about the bump stocks, but I want to get into this because this is a big thing with me. I don't like it. I don't like lists, and I don't like, hyphens and all this other stuff. You have a special place in your heart for identity politics, don't you?
Yes.
Now, in which way do you, I look at identity politics, and then I look at some of the comedy that is like Rachel Dolezal and Shaun White. I mean... You know, I know a lot of black people that I admire, and Tree is a black American warrior, and I know a lot of them that I like and admire, but I know lots of people that I like and admire, and I was a big Bruce Lee fan, but I never wanted to be Chinese.
Exactly.
So when you're talking identity politics, you're probably talking in the terms where they try to split us up into our little subgroups.
Yeah.
What is the damage for that? What is the damage for that in the black American community?
The damage for that is that's when you start to harbor and allow these individual groups, particularly the black community, to infester the victimhood mentality. And one of the things that was very disappointing for me, being a right-winger, was my side, whatever side is on the right, was playing this game that was invented by Democrats and perpetuated by Democrats and mastered by Democrats. That's the thing. We're all American. I'm not African. I made a very big that's another reason why YouTube pays me. On that original channel that has been choked, you'll see a video that I made that says 5 reasons why I'm not an African American. And I go into those steps and they're very detailed. But the thing about it is that in my passport, there's no word that says African or Africa in my blue passport. So I don't, as an American, I am my nationality is from the United States of America. So when we start dividing ourselves, like, oh, we have the blacks here, we have the trans here, oh, we have the gays here, we have this group who are the disabled, then one of these groups that you have separated based upon their identity is going to receive or want to receive more of the benefits, receive high priority than everyone else. But when you make everyone equal, when you just say we're all Americans, okay, then there's no one group that's going to up the other. There's not one group that's going to receive more benefits than the other. When you start catering to the black this and the Hispanic that and the gay this, then you're dividing us. And that's something that the Democrats do. We don't do that. Well, we once upon a time was not doing that on this side. And that made me so angry that we're catering to this. And now it's all about, well, what about the black vote? Guess what? And I was never popular with the right. When I was the first to come out against identity politics and stop catering to the black community, they didn't ask your vote, they don't want it, and it proved me right. And I took so much joy in doing the I Told You So video for that very channel when 90% of the black community voted Democrats, just like I said they would.
Right.
Okay, so the identity politics just doesn't work for our side. It's something that Democrats work with because they've been doing it the longest.
You know, when I was in the military, I served with a bunch of black men and women. You know, I was into the 80s. We had segregated and, you know, integrated the sexes by then. So when I was in the service, you know, I never met anybody with rank or anything in a job position that didn't have the brains and the knowledge to understand what they were doing and to do it really, really well. No matter what they were, Korean, you know, Polynesian, Puerto Rican, white, black, didn't matter. And then the whole time that I was in the military, it was like, it was this one mind thing that we had about the mission. And then I got out and became a civilian and, you know, it's all these people that are listening to these other people that are telling them, well, you know, and they're all white leftists that are telling them this. And on the one hand, they'll say, white people are holding me down. But then the white leftist says it. Well, I'm out there saying, you know, you could do anything I can do, maybe better. On the other hand, they'll say, you're a victim. And some of them listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
Why, how is that even possible?
It's called white guilt. As something that they have been conditioned. And it's not just Democrats actually and the liberals. I've seen a little bit of it on our side too, where white people feel guilty for having a mother and a father. White people feel guilty for not growing up poor and not being a victim of any kind of hardship. So therefore, the best thing about whites, which I love, is also one of the things I hate, is their compassion. I couldn't get to where I am right now, even when I grew up. You know, I grew up very hard in the ghetto and in the hood. I grew up very hard, and it was white people that helped get me out of that situation. That was because they saw me doing it for myself. That is the compassion. When you're compassionate for people who don't want your help and who will use that against you and will play upon the fact that you had something that they didn't have, that's just basically creating the thing that's called the white guilt. And that is something, and so therefore, in order to feel like they have some kind of compassion or sympathy for black people, they want to have the bigotry of lower expectations and say, well, you have it harder than I do because you're black. No, that's not the case. I disagree, and I would debate anyone like that. They've lost when I show myself as someone who grew up, you know, say my mother and father were married till I was 5. They divorced. I was underneath my mother. My mother was very physically abusive. I ran away to live with my father at the age of 11. And then I got out of that environment at the age of 18, went to college and graduated. And I mean, I go on and on about my success stories. But the thing about it is that I took advantage of the benefits that was allowed to me for being black. And I was given those opportunities. So how is it that I can play the victim when the system has been set up, especially in today's age, to help those who are in the minority category?
Yeah. Coming up on the next break, Tree of Logic is an oasis of refreshing truth out there. And where it exists in the interwebs and on the YouTubes and everything, the fact that it does exist there gives me hope for the species. And you know, it's... Don't listen to Tree, though, when you're having breakfast. Unless there's somebody near you that knows the Heimlich. Don't do it. Because she's going to make you choke. It's that funny. It's just that funny. We'll be right back. My guest is Mrs. Tree from treeoflogic.com. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bye. Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It takes a special kind of host to use a Who song as a bump. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Yep, the PDWC 11 is my weapon of choice now for my Not Today Antifa bag. So check them out at franklinarmory.com. Now I'm going to tell you why I like the job that I do, because when you get out there and you discover people, that's fun. And then when you discover a woman that's dangerous and has, you know, right side political leanings, that's fine. And then when it's a black woman and she's got right side political leanings, that's fine. And then when you find one that is completely unapologetic and not bashful at all, well, then the left is like, have you ever seen Scanners before, Tree? In the opening of Scanners, they got like one scanner that's there, and he's a good guy, and they've got the bad guy scanner, and the bad guy scanner makes the good guy scanner's head pop. And I just picture leftists strumming through the interwebs and finding your stuff and saying, oh, look, another one of us, and hitting play and pop. You know, that kind of thing. So anyway, I want to make sure we give out all the ways to find your stuff and everything, but you did want to talk about prison reform, so let's do that right quick.
Okay. Yeah, this was another bad thing, as far as I was concerned, for Republicans to be behind the prison reform. And I think this goes into plain identity politics. They think that this is going to be beneficial for the black community. But let me ask you something, Bill. What is more important to you, in your opinion, just your opinion, what is more important to the black community, school reform or prison reform?
I think this is a long answer. I think black America till the 60s was as family-oriented as white America. And then something happened and the leftists started in. You can see it wherever the left has always held on, like Chicago, wherever they, when they get out there and say, well, it's been 10 decades since we had a Republican mayor. That's a good place to look. There you get to see the social experiment as it goes. And, you know, you got children Children want acceptance, don't they? They want to be loved by somebody.
Yeah.
But there's no dad there. And nope. And maybe mom is either working, if she's trying to make ends meet, or, you know, she may be in prison. She may be on drugs. She may not be present at all. And so
right.
Their children, the first place they can go and find somebody that says, "We love you, man," is a gang.
Mm-hmm.
And then what is the anti-gunners all the time like to use the children that die in due to gun violence, quote unquote gun violence, and that's all, you know, those guys from 12 to 19 years old, that's all inner city black men, young black men, and they're written off. They're lost to us. We can't even redeem them, and this is going to be tens of thousands of young people. And so, no, I don't think prison reform is the way to go. I think they let a little, you know, they got to go in there, they got to clean it out, they got to get the schools going, they got to let the family be itself, and they got to let them, you know, those inner city people, they got to make their comeback.
Exactly. And what people don't realize is that they don't take the time to read, they don't even get the chance to even study this bill, because let me just say this is very detrimental to the black community. Yes, it is. Now, they may not think so, but it is, if you really take the time to read it. But also, understand this. Every now and then, the elements of the hood will come out into the suburbs, and then they will victimize you as well. This bill is very dangerous. Not only does it give early release to basically drug dealers and manufacturers, and some people are like, well, drug dealers is a nonviolent crime. Are you serious? Over 66,000 people died of opioid overdose last year thanks to these drug dealers that you want to let out early. And let's not forget the child molesters, rapists, and pimps, they get to get out early as well. So is sex offenders and then human traffickers, domestic abusers, people who are convicted of hate crimes, fellas who have committed criminals in street gangs, basically those gang members who created felons, they get to get out. But the biggest thing as a former police officer that I also hate is that any person who has assaulted a law enforcement officer with a deadly weapon, meaning a gun or a knife or a blunt object or whatever, and intending to kill the officer, they get to get released as well. But here's the biggest thing about this prison reform. If you have been a victim of rape, or if a child molestation also is in play here, because I have locked up some very dangerous people, when they get released out of jail, I get a phone call letting me know that who they are and where they have been, what facility they have been released from and what day. But you're not allowed to get notified under this Prison Reform Act, the First Step Act. And this is the first step. I am so fearful of the second step. You're not allowed to be told that this criminal who has violated you is out.
But you're going to Texas.
Yeah, I'm going to Texas. I'm going to get to Texas. I'm going to get there sooner or later. I'm going to get there. Last year was such a bad year for me. Because of the censorship, because of the things that YouTube has done, and as well as being the platform, I'm back on my feet and I'm going to get there.
Well, the next time something like that happens, you need to just give me a call. I can't be deplatformed. But anyway, and who is pushing this prison reform?
Well, the same one who pushed the bus stop ban.
Yeah.
This was overwhelmingly passed in Congress. We had a Republican-dominated House of Representatives last year. We were talking about last year now. This is when it was passed. And a Republican-dominated Senate, and they overwhelmingly passed it, thinking that this was going to be good. Like I said, identity politics is such a bad thing. It's so poisonous because they thought this is a good thing to help the black community. No, it's not. If you ever took the time to really read the bill, and you have these crazy people like Candace Owens and Charlie Kirk and the prime people playing identity politics on our side, who are actually pushing this dangerous bill, this is what is just crazy. It's awful. Just, ugh.
You know, the one thing about the Republican side, and you're talking about the Republican side, right now Marco Rubio is pushing for these red flag orders, these extreme risk protection orders.
He was always a rhino, though. I expected that from little Rubio, as some like to call him.
But, I mean, the Trump administration education department is doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you've got people like Ben Shapiro and David French at National Review and some other people. They're out there pushing for it, too, because they live in a world that is not based upon reality, where I look at everything they pass and I see someday somebody we don't like is going to be in charge, and they're going to expand the philosophy behind that little thing you
That's
just set up,
right.
boys.
That's
anyway,
right.
Before we're about to run out of time, we got a minute left. So first things okay. first, if I reach out to you again, will you come back on the show?
Yeah, absolutely. I have fun.
Yeah. Okay. And treeoflogic.com. This is a website where you can find the launch pad for some of the most politically incorrect content.
Very that is politically incorrect.
And it's also, but I mean, it's also 100% accurate.
It's very accurate. The truth is what I say is the truth, but no chaser. It's straight up.
Yes. And when Tree's talking it, everybody, I mean, I was listening to it. I was like, I wish I'd said that. So go check it out, treeoflogic.com. How often does that come on? It comes on very regularly, doesn't it?
Yeah, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 6 o'clock p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. And on Thursday, we have a talk show call-in show that's from 9 p.m. to 11 o'clock p.m.
Thank you for joining me, young lady.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I'll be in touch.
Okay, take care, Bill.
Yes, ma'am. Coming up next from Ammo Land is John Crump. We're going to talk about some stuff that's been coming up on his radar. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.